Okay, so it's Wednesday, March 9th, 2022, 5:03 p.m. This is the meeting of the Pension Board of the City of Derby. Mr. Iacon will call the meeting to order.
Yeah, I just don't know if anybody can hear me. I have it on.
Bob, you're.
Everyone can hear you.
Yep. We can hear you.
Yep.
Steve, you're muted. Okay, Mr. Iacon, you can call a meeting. Iacon?
I can just about hear you, Mark, and my phone's all the way up.
Okay, well, there you go. You can call. You can start the meeting.
Okay. I'd like to call a meeting to order of the City of Derby Pension Board Wednesday, March 9th. It's about 5:07. We have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Conlon?
Here.
Mark Garfalo is here. Mr. Iacon?
Steve Iacon's here.
Jeff Polis?
Present.
Mr. Sampson?
Present.
Ms. Sevcik?
Here.
Yeah, the record should reflect that all the members are present, and you have a quorum, Mr. Temporary Chair.
Thank you. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anybody public from wish to speak? And is anybody from the public wish to speak? Not seeing anybody from the public here, public portion is closed. Can I get a motion to adopt Robert's Rules of Order?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Jeff Polis.
I propose the motion that we adopt Robert's Rules of Order. Anybody in say nay or yay?
Yay.
Yay.
Yes.
Robert's Rules of Order is adopted. Next item of business, election of the chair. Are there any nominations for chair?
I'll nominate you, Steve.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Any other nominations? Being how there is no other nominations, I guess we'll move to have a vote.
All right, so I move to have the secretary cast one ballot for you, for Steve Iacon, for chairman of the board, for the committee.
Second. Jeff Bullock.
Well, thank you, I hope.
Yeah.
Next thing we'll do is next order of business, we'll see if we can adopt a schedule for the year. I don't expect that we'll have a meeting every month, but I'd rather get it in place and cancel them if we need to. Seeing how the Wednesdays look good to everybody, maybe we'll shoot for a second Wednesday of the month at 5:00.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that works.
It's fine.
So moved. Mark.
All right. Then we'll shoot for second Wednesday if everybody's good with that. Did I drop you, Mark?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay. I sent out a little flyer on the pension for an update to everybody.
Yes.
I know the guys from Burnwolf are wishing to present to us. They have proposals. I don't know what the rest of the board's pleasure is. I don't know if you want to try to do it during your regular budget process and do it in April, or if you'd like to wait till May.
You said you sent out something?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I didn't either.
I got it, Steve.
It was just the, I believe you got it prior from Rich DeFrancisco, Charlie, Maria. It was the end of the month for January and the last quarter that he had sent out not too long ago.
Yeah, okay, so I don't
know. It's not something new?
No, it's the same one. I just clipped the two pages and sent it out to the other people that didn't get it from Mr. DeFrancisco when he sent it the first time. I can send it back to you, Charlie. It's just the last quarter and the main month of January.
I'm sorry. I'm looking back at my emails.
That's fine.
I got it individually on the 24th. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send it full to everybody. I can do that, so I'll send it to all the members so they have it.
Again, I mean, if there's any information that anybody wants us to get, I'd be more than happy to reach out to them and get it sent to you. Just shoot me an email or contact Mark and have him get it to me.
Steve, I'm just going to ask because and part of my old age, because I don't remember everything I see, but the biggest information I try to glean from those things is where we're at percentage wise, where we're going to, and what we're invested in moving forward. So those are one of the big things, and how much the city is putting in each quarter or monthly to make sure we meet our projected goals.
I don't know when the city puts it in. I know looking at the last green bar that I saw, they were somewhere to the tune of 350,000 plus. As far as the investments and stuff, you'd have to look at the sheet. I mean, we're pretty diverse where they send it. There's different percentages and stuff where they put it.
And Maria, I'm sure you stay on top of this stuff because you're.
Yeah. So I have a couple things that I definitely want to, that we should probably just address now before we do any pension board meeting with this group in general. I actually met with the mayor and Walt with this group. I want to say probably closer to 2 months ago now. It was right in the beginning of the year at my request of last year, because I was having a really hard time. And so was Walt getting the reports that we wanted and needed in order to assess where we're at with this plan. A couple of things that were huge red flags for me that I did bring up in our last meeting to them. If you looked at our performance over the course of last year, so the trailing 12-month period, we actually underperformed the benchmark. So for anybody who doesn't understand what that means, it just means that if we were to have done a portfolio ourselves that just 100% mirrored the S&P 500, we would have done better than what we're paying this outside group to do. So that was a little bit of a red flag for me. The second thing that was a red flag is, you know, for a plan that's north of 15 million is actually closer to 20 million. With projected, and I can give you guys the, after we do the budget, what is allotted to go to the pension this year. But they were charging us 50 basis points, which on average is 10 to 12 basis points higher than the common industry average for a plan that size. So, you know, when you take 10 basis points and you multiply that into 20 million, it's a significant number. I did bring that up in the meeting with them. And of course, then they offered to lower our fees, but this was definitely something that should have been probably done a year or two ago once we hit it past a certain threshold. Cause when I asked about the breakpoint, we've been way past the breakpoint for a few years. So I did have this conversation with Walt afterwards. One of the suggestions that I would like to bring up is to, it's been a while since we've put this out to bid with RFG. It would be my suggestion at this point to do that. That doesn't mean that we don't keep it with this same company, but they've had it for the last 10 or more years. And like I said, in a time like last year where the market was really great, for us to underperform the S&P 500 mirrored, and not just the S&P 500, it was also the MCIS as well was underperformed, is not great. So just something that we want to take a look at, because I think we are funding it pretty appropriately, but that's only half the story. And when you're talking about 10 basis points extra over the course of the last 5 years, you're way north of six figures in terms of extra fees.
And again, that's why I don't know if you wanted to wait until you get the budget done, or if you want to have them come, or should we just, does the board want to put out an RFQ? I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, those are the things we should probably talk about before we have them, you know, because again, them coming in to present and wanting to present, I think as a result of that, the meeting did not go great back when we met with them. And I think they felt that. And again, I don't have anything against this group or any other one in preference. I just know that from looking at this stuff all the time, there are some glaring red flags that definitely need to be addressed.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, in defense of them, they were pushing us to freaking sit before. And again, we don't want to go down that road. We want to go backwards. Let's go forwards. Again, I mean, if you want to, I don't know who we'd get to write an RFQ for it.
Yeah, I mean, I know how to do all of that. I have paperwork where we could do that's pretty easy. You just put it out to bid and see who bids on it. Maybe nobody does, maybe people do. I'm not really sure. But I think that to do our due diligence, it makes the most sense to put it out there to bid, including obviously the Byrne Group as well. Steve, just to double back on what you just said in regards to like the past and them meeting, neither of those two things that I just brought up of red flags have anything to do with them attending meetings at all.
I'm not. That's why I said, let's just move forward. No going back at this point. We want to move forward.
Yep.
So, I mean, what's your pleasure? Do you want to sit with something in April? I know you're busy budget time. Or do you want to try to do something in May?
Mark, how are we looking with everything that's shaken out? Because I'm not 100% in line with how the budgeting is going.
Well, I mean, the budget process has to be finished by April 30th. So,
yep.
They had their second meeting Tuesday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Pardon?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. So they're meeting every Tuesday. So tentatively, you know, so they're going to meet with the department heads probably, you know, in the March pretty much. And then in the beginning of April, they have to set a tentative budget and then a public hearing and then a final budget. So I would say probably mid to end of the month, they'll probably be ready to stop that. So I don't know. Does it matter the budget, whether we like put out a...
Well, I'm just load wise for everybody's, you know, that's involved. I don't know what kind of meetings they're going to have. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, probably 4 weeks to get, the bid proposal together. I mean, if Maria, you think we can get that done and have a meeting before we send it out, that's fine. I mean, to me, sooner the better. I just don't want to cram it up everybody's schedule.
Steve, Mark. Charlie Sampson. Listen, I don't think that us moving forward with putting an RFQ together to put feelers out there is going to affect the budget process. I understand what you're saying about all of us getting together during the budget process because we all have other boards we sit on. But I would like to see something like Maria said. You know, 10 years is a long time to be with one firm. And because of what we're paying them, we should go out, and it's probably going to be a recommendation even of our auditors that do our books. We've been with them for 10 years. We need to put feelers out there, and I don't like paying high prices for some company that got comfortable taking our money, and now we have an underperforming portfolio. So I would highly recommend we move forward with putting the RFQ together, distributing it over the next 4 weeks, and at our next meeting, coming to a sense consensus to release it and put it out there. Because once again, the money in this line item for the budget is not going to particularly change on the city's behalf, because being in budget processes, I've never seen the treasurer walk in there and say, no, I want $450,000 instead of $350,000 for the pension fund. But I think that's more of a line item the city works out. But I think on the back end, we will potentially save the city money when it comes to management fees.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I have something happen sooner than later.
And it probably makes sense to, from a timing perspective, if Maria obviously will take the lead to, because she knows what needs to be included in there, over the next month, by the time this board would meet again, it would be the 13th of April. So that gives a full month to develop it, get, sign off by council or whoever else, needs to sign off to make sure it meets whatever the criteria is. And then we can approve it and then, put it out there so that by the time we come back in May, we would kind of have a sense, because then you could probably put it out for almost another month and it would be sufficient.
Yeah, at the end of the fiscal year, we could do something with it.
Right. And at the May meeting, if those that respond to the RFQ want to make a presentation to us, then unfortunately we're stuck for a long time, but we'll sit down and listen to them and then we make a decision.
It works for me. I mean, Maria, you think that's doable for you to get something together?
Yeah, by April 13th, I can definitely get something together. That's plenty of time. Yep.
Okay. I make a motion that we have Maria put out the paperwork for an RFQ to bring back to the board for the April 13th meeting.
Second.
I agree.
Agreed.
Yeah, Steve, you got to start with any discussion on the motion, and then all in favor. Any opposed? I'll get you trained.
I'm a little rusty. It's been a while.
I get it, brother. So I would say at least the all in favor, let everybody say I agree, and then any opposed.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There we go. All right. Is there any other issues that we'd want to get out there for number 9? I mean, my pet peeve is basically just to look at opening the pension again. I've had a lot of pushback in the past about it. And I think once we get the RFQ out and we get some good numbers, that maybe we can make a decision on that. So somewhere down the road, I'd like to look at that. It may not be something that comes to fruition, but I really think we should look at it again. I think it's a detriment to the city to have its own pension. I understand the liability at the end of it because it's defined benefit, but we've already had 3 people at Public Works turn over because we don't have a pension.
And I just would like to say that on a separate issue, I don't know if anybody has any comment on that. I have a separate issue. I don't want to interrupt that. I'm sorry.
Steve, just a quick question. So you're saying that any new hires for Public Works or any town position is not privy to the pension at this point? You're on mute there, Steve.
Not according to my phone.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so new hires to the town don't participate in the pension? Currently,
I
If he's muted, I can answer that. For the most part, yes. The answer is yes.
All right. Thank you. Is it the same pension as the police or different unions, Mark?
No, police are in the state municipal employees retirement. The
MRF, CMRS.
Yeah. Am I back again?
You're
back.
Okay. Yes, Mark hit it right on the head. And we've got another, it's like a 401 plan that they put in. I don't even know if the city has funded it yet because the union never got all the paperwork to get it to work. And there's two or three people out there that are basically have nothing at all right now outside of the 457 if they chose to jump into it.
Okay.
So I think, Steve, on a bigger picture with that is, and Mark's done this for us once already, we need to get a copy of all the town contracts to see where people lie in the pension. I got to tell you, only because I'm a union person and get a pension, that they just changed ours where I work. And it's a drastic issue attempting to hire the best for the position. So I'm not against looking at what we can do for city employees and make a recommendation moving forward with pension benefits.
Yes, I agree 100%. I mean, that's where I'd like to at least look at it and visit it and make sure that if it's sustainable that we could do it. I mean, if it's not, all well and good, but I think we owe it to the employees to look at it.
Mr. Sampson, are you saying you want looking at the number of members or just like who, like how, what the language of the contracts are?
The pension language in the current contracts for all city employees. Mark, it's probably in every one of their contracts. So maybe we could the same link you sent to us with all the city contracts.
Yeah.
Maybe you could send that.
I'll send it to everybody. Okay.
And that way the board knows exactly what union in the city is getting what for a pension contract.
Yep.
And what
they can reach out to Mr. Acavello too and see if he can get a list of how many participants and what the liability is of the pension too that we can look at. All right. Anybody else have any other comments?
I have a issue that, a general issue. I think I'm here as a member of the board, elected by the members of the pension plan who are not part of Public Works or WPCA. So yes. I'm representing all of those other members who are in the pension. So, and it's been a long time problem for existing members and retirees to get regular and accurate communication about the plan and about the their own individual account. So I think we need to make sure that for the sake of transparency and the integrity of the plan and out of respect to the members, there needs to be like regular communication to the members. And essentially to the public to know kind of where this is at and making sure that it's funded properly and so forth. But also to designate a staff point of contact for information so that if people want to retire, it shouldn't be like a scavenger hunt to try to find out what is going on. So I think there we need to develop and implement a system so that people can get that information without a tremendous amount of stress at the twilight of their time or whenever they choose to kind of get, you know, cash in their benefits or whatever the questions are. So that's not for tonight, but I just want to lay it on the table for the discussion because I think it really needs to be something that has not been done. I mean, I think everybody knows and understands it has not been done with consistency in the past. And, you know, so moving forward, I think We just need to communicate whatever that is and let people know. If there's a question about it, that there's somebody that actually knows and they could call that person.
Yes, that's...
Well, we need an HR department in the city. And as the city grows, I don't see us not implementing that type of division within the city's budget. But you're right, Mark. It's tough now. If I worked for the city, I wouldn't know who I'd go to figure out exactly what my retirement is. There should be a form that they fill out. There should be a formula in their contracts to figure it out. And it should be one point of contact. So I would agree with you, Mark, that we need one person who has that information that can divulge it when necessary.
Yep. And then, but also too, then to just like, if there's regular communication that we get and that is, you know, public, then we should just share it with them, you know, either via the website or just so people know. So if there's a question, they could go look at it, you know, at their convenience without having to beg for what is basically public information.
Yeah. We used to do a quarterly or a monthly statement that came out, and that became too much. And then we tried to do it yearly, and there was hitches with that. But Charlie's right. Without the person involved, because right now it becomes Maria. Everybody runs to Maria with her questions, and she's inundated as it is. So.
Well, whatever it is, but I just think so that people, you know, it's just that so whoever's going to take the responsibility, and, you know, HR is one method to try and, you know, whatever, however it gets decided. But I think when those decisions are made to the, you know, I guess this is directed to the alderman to include that so that it is designated to say, yes, this is your responsibility or whatever it is, because, you know, managing the funds is different than managing the people. I think it's two separate types of issues and questions and skill set, frankly. You know what I mean? So,
yes,
absolutely.
Thank you for that.
All right. Anybody else?
So, Steve, Charlie Sampson, just to go along with what Mark says and what you just stated, I would at least for this committee, if not for public knowledge, like to get maybe a quarterly or every 6 month report on where we stand and where we are and how we're doing. And Maria, I get your position, and the person who had your position before you utterly wouldn't give us any information, but if you wouldn't mind, what would be convenient for you to report to us where these funds are and how they stand?
Yeah, I don't see why. I mean, a quarterly probably makes the most sense. That's the, I would say, minimum time frame from an investment standpoint. Like, you can't look at it every month. It's just that the market's too volatile at times for that. It just doesn't make sense. But I think quarterly is a fair time frame where, you know, every quarter I can definitely present on, here's where our funds are, here's how they performed this last quarter, here's what all this stuff means, here's where we stand in terms of funding it moving forward.
You don't know how happy you would make me doing that.
If you
that's not a problem.
Maybe we can have Rich do that paperwork for you so you don't have to do it. And then maybe you could just transcribe it into layman's terms so it doesn't look
well,
as bad.
Well, yeah, Steve, I mean, when I say I'll review it to you guys, I mean, that's what we're paying that company to do, is to give all the data. But I can definitely, you know, versus going through 12 different pages that they send us, I can kind of dummy it down and give a synopsis
so
everybody understands. I mean, they have to do that. I don't have the power to do the breakdown of it anyways.
Makes sense. You know, you can reach out to them or I'll do it, whatever.
Yeah, again, I don't have a problem. I'm getting it from them anyways. I'm getting the reports. So like I said, I can just kind of condense it and give a synopsis once a quarter so that everybody truly understands where we're at. Because I know not everybody on this board is getting all the reports probably as frequently as I am.
So would it make sense then to do in April, like the first quarter report? Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep, I can do that with the update on the paperwork with the bid.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, hearing nothing, I guess we'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
So moved. Second.
Okay. You don't need a discussion on this one, Steve, just an all in favor.
All in favor. I had to look at my phone again because I didn't hear it anymore.
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great night. Thanks, folks.
See you.
Bye.